Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's my favorite time of the week. It's an opportunity for me to share some of the most important health news stories of the week with you. And we've got lots to share with you. We also invite you to call us, 877-726-2555. If that sounds complicated, it's 877-726-TALK to participate in our live program. You can come directly into the doctor's office and pose a question. We'll be taking your questions momentarily. Lots of stuff in the news this week. If you go to our website at drhoffman.com, we posted some great interviews. We talked to Amy Berger about her new book, The Alzheimer's Antidote. Also on Tuesday, we posted a fascinating interview about a new blockbuster cholesterol-lowering natural product. It's called Bergamot, and you can read about it at drhoffman.com. We published an article at drhoffman.com about that, and we have a great interview on the subject of natural ways to lower cholesterol and reduce cardiovascular risk. So check those premium extras at drhoffman.com, and premium, usually associated with, you pays your money and he takes your chances, but these are free and they're available to you. All right, 877-726-TALK is our number. And this week in our newsletter, in the wake of the recent collapse of the Trump-Ryan healthcare bill in Congress, I wrote an article entitled 24 Ways We Should Fundamentally Transform Our Healthcare System. And I enumerate some of the reforms that I propose. And, the fact is we spend more per capita on healthcare than any other country in the world, and our healthcare outcomes suck. They rank behind those of many developed countries. So what's up with that? And the problem is, not so much we're not lavishing enough money on healthcare. It's that, the money is, unfortunately, spent on high-tech magic bullets, and our lifestyles in America undermine America's health. Diet, exercise, these are some of the ways that we can curb our epidemics of degenerative disease. And I count among them diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and Alzheimer's disease. That's going to become a huge problem as baby boomers age and as literally millions of them become the wards of, unfortunately, many highly stressed relatives and caregivers, and there's no magic bullet cure, despite the expenditure of billions of dollars. So I wrote this article, and I was very surprised this week to get a phone call from Steve Bannon. You know him. Steve Bannon is the one of the assistants to Donald Trump. And Steve said, read your article. And I said, great suggestions. And how about coming down to Mar-a-Lago this weekend and discussing it with Donald Trump? Because maybe, in the wake of the collapse of the healthcare bill, we can enact some of these reforms. But folks, this is April 1st. And that's an April Fool's joke. And I punked you. Because, of course, the powers that be, there's so many vested interests that it's very unlikely that the sweeping healthcare reforms that make a lot of sense that I proposed will ever be enacted, because there's so many vested interests, the pharmaceutical industry, the insurance industry, et cetera, mainstream medicine, which likes to go for high-tech solutions rather than pragmatic preventive treatments. And also, orthodox medicine doesn't believe in the use of supplements to treat or prevent disease. So we got a long way to go, but I invite you to take a look at that article, 24 Ways That We Should Fundamentally Transform Our Healthcare System. And I got a lot of comments on this. One listener wrote, yes, your 24 points should be sent to every congressman and woman. Will we ever break the stranglehold big pharma and corporate agriculture have on our medical establishment? And I want to add one more to that list of 24 ways that we should fundamentally transform our healthcare system. It has to do with a government policy that, in my opinion, is highly wasteful, and that is food stamps, now rebranded as SNAP, the Supplementary Nutrition Something Program. The USDA oversees a $74 billion food stamp program. Now, that's actually one-tenth of our military budget. So $74 billion goes into SNAP. And would it come to you as a surprise that the top purchase by food stamps is not food at all? It's soda? This according to a recent study. Soda accounts for 5% of every dollar spent in stamps. A whopping 20% is spent on junk food that includes sweetened beverages, desserts, salty snacks, candy, and sugar. 10 cents in every dollar were spent on sweetened beverages, which includes juices and energy drinks. So an average family on food stamps who receives around $256, that's not that much, but that could mean that they could buy 50 cans of soda every month. Healthy foods, fruits and vegetables, beans, eggs, nuts, and seeds were way down on the list. The report also noted that families on food stamps typically bought more junk food than those paying for groceries themselves. So one of the reforms that I suggest we enact, a lot of people have suggested this. In fact, several states and municipalities have tried to enforce this. Minnesota, Maine, and New York City have all requested to remove these unhealthy items from food stamp reimbursement, but they were denied by the USDA. The USDA said, no, that's, you can't do that. We the federal government has to approve such a measure. You can't act independently. So you can have sanctuary cities, but you can't decree as a state or a local municipality that food stamp recipients can't buy soda. There's a very paradoxical state of affairs here in America, and we're wasting a lot of money. But worse than that, we're underwriting the unhealthy habits of Americans that get sick, many of whom, since they're on food stamps, are not in a great position to pay for the chronic care that's necessary when they develop diabetes, heart disease, cancer, obesity-related maladies, you name it. So some critics of the proposal to take soda off the list say that it would stigmatize the people. They would go to the checkout counter, and it would be embarrassing for them that the cashier, the checkout counter, would say, "I'm sorry, you can't buy that." And that would be a source of embarrassment to them, and that would cause them emotional distress. And I say, that's not a big deal. In fact, that's a positive thing. That would be like, sorry, if you want it, reach in your pocket and use the, unfortunately, meager resources that you have to buy this. And that would very likely curb consumption. Studies suggest that that would dramatically curb consumption. A 2014 study said that banning sugary drinks from SNAP would be expected to significantly reduce obesity prevalence and type 2 diabetes, particularly among ages 18 to 65 and among poor populations and racial and ethnic minorities who are heavily represented in the SNAP program. And the other argument is that, people who can buy soda, they would buy it anyway, and then they would be poorer. So this, in a way, is an economic subsidy for them so that they don't experience as much poverty because they're going to buy the stuff anyway. Well, according to the Stanford study, no, there would be a disincentive. Look, people are going to do what they have to do. They buy all kinds of unhealthy crap like cigarettes, drugs, and so on. But hopefully with their discretionary dollars, which puts a little bit of a cap on the consumption of stuff that can undermine health. So that's my P.S., my addendum to the 24 ways that we should fundamentally transform our healthcare system. Check it out at drhoffman.com. Tell me what you think. And if you like it, send it to your legislator. Send it to your congressperson. Get active. Support the Alliance for Natural Health, which is a vehicle for this type of reform at a national level where, if we can't agree on a fix to our healthcare system, whether it be Obamacare or Trump-Ryan care, let's work on some of these measures to stave off a catastrophe as our healthcare system threatens to sink under the burden of unfunded dollars and an unhealthy population. All right, number 877-726-TALK to put questions to me. You can come directly into the doctor's office on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a three-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide today.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And, you know, while we're trying to come up with a fix for America's healthcare woes and reduce our dependency on drugs that are expensive and often inefficacious or with side effects, consider this item. Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? Well, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. It's the Zona Plus, and it's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. That's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. Now, the Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. The research is really good on this. There are at least 22 clinical studies that confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks of regular use. If you want to find out more, go to tryzona.com. Or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. Now, as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you $50 off and free shipping. So just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. You know, it's really been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. It's the Zona Plus. Find out about it at tryzona.com. Knee surgery, real popular, kind of a baby boomer thing or Gen X thing, because, you know, as people are zealous with exercising, they mess up their knees. And then they go for an MRI. By the way, MRI is very easily obtained here in the United States, hard to get in other countries. And that may be a bad feature about medical systems in countries where there's socialized medicine, but in a way, a good thing, because MRIs have the ability to discern soft tissue injury at a very precise level. And, you know, you got knee pain, and very likely you'll see a little bit of a tear of something called the meniscus. And once you have a meniscal tear, you become a candidate for arthroscopic surgery. Now, I remember when arthroscopic, I'm old enough to remember when arthroscopic surgery got its start, and it was then designated only for multimillion-dollar earning athletes. You know, we want to extend the athletic career of a football player or baseball player. They'd have a little tear, and then they'd go for aggressive surgery using the arthroscope, which is a little, you know, make a tiny incision, stick in a scope, you see the tear, you repair it. It's all good. But here's a very interesting study. The study was designed to determine if exercise therapy is superior to arthroscopic meniscectomy, that's a meniscus surgery for knee function, in middle-aged patients with degenerative meniscal tears. So the catch is they didn't have arthritis, because it's already been demonstrated that arthroscopic surgery for patients with knee arthritis is not effective. But here's, you know, look, you got a tear and you fix it. Makes sense, right? You know, sew it up, fix it, and then it's all good. As many as 300,000 people in the Western world undergo arthroscopic partial meniscectomy. Very common surgery. So they evaluated it and they compared it to a program of physical therapy. And what they found was there wasn't hardly any difference in outcomes. Exercise therapy, they say, and knee arthroscopy were similarly effective for pain relief and patient-reported outcomes in a younger, more active population. Yeah, that's you, that, you know, you, the weekend jogger, or the, you know, play a little soccer with your kid, or perhaps you're a golfer. And it turns out that exercise therapy resulted in better thigh muscle strength than surgery. Well, what's interesting about surgery, one of the reasons why surgery seems to work is they put you through a program of rigorous physical therapy afterwards. They want you to do physical therapy. So in a way, a little surgery, they cut a hole in you and they do something, and then it's kind of like an incentive to do a lot of physical therapy, which it turns out may be just as effective as the surgery itself. So the conclusion is that supervised exercise therapy should be considered as a treatment option for patients with pain and degenerative meniscal tears, even when you see them on an MRI. And especially if you don't have osteoarthritis. If you have osteoarthritis, that's a different story. That often end result is total knee replacement, and we don't want to go there either. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-TALK. Join us. Call us. We're here on Intelligent Medicine.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And I got a surprisingly easy solution for those of you who have to make frequent bathroom visits overnight. And no, it's not just drink less water. It's a simple, easy to implement way to reduce your need to head for the toilet, waking you up several times during the night. But first, let's take a call from Vicki in Atlanta. How are you, Vicki?
Hello.
Hi, Vicki.
Hi. I'm calling to get some advice from you on how to heal from a Cipro reaction. It seems to have affected, from what my research, GABA receptors.
Yeah. Well, what happened? What did you take the medication for, and what occurred? You were taking it as a powerful antibiotic.
Pneumonia.
Oh my, okay.
So I just took one pill, and then I had 12 hours of just hyperactivity and inability to sleep. And I mean, I've had sort of some anxiety like a couple years ago with a panic attack, but this was long term, 12 hours, and I haven't been able to sleep very well since.
Mm-hmm.
I took
that. So you may have been what is termed floxed. There are a certain percentage of people who take these medications, Levaquin and Cipro. These are the ones that are mostly prescribed in the United States, and they're often prescribed for very casual reasons. I mean, when you have pneumonia, that's a big deal, and they want to use a powerful antibiotic. But for problems as simple as, you know, minor skin infection, a minor gastrointestinal problem, or a minor urinary tract infection, they often give you Cipro or Levaquin. And a high percentage of people have terrible reactions. In fact, I've read about it. I've seen patients who have this. Even going to the airport the other day, I was talking to a cab driver whose wife had a terrible reaction when she took Cipro. And it's a tough kind of problem because they don't really know why people have this reaction. And it can be, like you say, a nervous system reaction. It can also cause terrible lingering pains and neuropathy in the body. And it's unclear precisely why. And in terms of a natural treatment for it, it's challenging. I have had good results with some patients taking intravenous glutathione. Short of that, you can take N-acetylcysteine to build up your glutathione levels. But it's a tough kind of problem. And the suggestion is that we exercise real caution about prescribing these medications. Use them when all else has failed and not as first line. Also, there's some suggestion that if you're going to be taking these medications, take some magnesium, because the symptoms of quinolone toxicity, that's the type of medication that this is, are worse when people are magnesium deficient. So that's going to help you, because it's on the barn door if the horse gets out. Consider oral NAC. Or if you're down there in Atlanta and there's some practitioners who offer intravenous therapies, consider IV glutathione. That may help.
Okay.
But tough kind of problem.
Oral? What was the oral thing?
NAC, N-acetylcysteine.
Oh, okay.
Which is a building block for glutathione. Yeah.
That's okay to take after the fact.
Yeah. But, you know, give it a shot and see if it helps. Otherwise, go to someone down there who understands natural therapy for quinolone toxicity. Okay?
How long should I try the intravenous glutathione before knowing if it's going to help?
I would say if you do about 6 or 8 treatments, you'll know at least that you're on the right path. Okay? Give it a shot.
Okay.
Okay? Thank you for your call. All right, I promised to share with you a practical solution for a prevalent problem, late-night bathroom visits. Medically, this is called nocturia, and both men and women are prey to it, but men to a greater extent because they have enlarged prostates. Enlarged prostates cause some degree of urinary retention and sensitivity to the presence of fluid in your bladder. And what happens is you wake up, you know, 2, 3, 4 times a night, and that disturbs sleep. It can actually be a cause of daytime fatigue because of urinary problems. So typically, you're told to restrict your fluids. Well, that's not particularly healthy, but, you know, may help to some extent. Often, people are given medications. You see ads for them all the time on TV. The new one is called Mirbetric. Really terrible name for a drug, hard to remember, weird spelling. And these medications can cause side effects. And in the elderly, they can accelerate progression to dementia because they interfere with acetylcholine in the brain. That's the brain's most important neurotransmitter that helps to consolidate memory and preserves cognitive function. So great, you know, you're not well up, but you're losing your marbles when you take some of these medications. So Japanese researchers got on this. Dr. Matsu Tomohiro from Nagasaki University. You heard of Nagasaki, right? Reducing your salt intake can significantly reduce the need to wee in the night, scientists reveal. I'm reading this from an English article. So they say, to wee in the night. A wee bit of wee. The annoying need to pee in the middle of the night is related to the amount of salt in your diet, researchers say. Scientists in Japan have discovered that reducing your salt intake can significantly reduce the need to go to the bathroom. They looked at 300 men and women, and they found that reducing daily salt intake by 10.7 grams to 8 grams reduced the number of times participants needed to urinate, from 2.3 times a night to 1.4 times. Okay, that's significant. Didn't eliminate it. But what's remarkable about this is the astonishing amount of sodium that people in Japan consume. They say, oh, reduce your sodium from 10.7 grams to 8 grams. You know, the American Heart Association recommends that you reduce your sodium consumption to about 1.5 grams per day. So when the average Japanese consuming 10.7 grams, that's almost 10 times as much, 8 times as much. And a modest reduction from 10.7 grams to 8 grams, 8 grams would be considered massive overdose of sodium. But whether this is applicable to the average American, who does consume a lot of salt, but I think the Japanese may be champions in terms of salt consumption because of soy sauce and pickled foods. Whether this is applicable to the average American is unclear. They say this work holds out the possibility that a simple dietary modification may significantly improve the quality of life for many people. So I want you guys to try this, many of you who suffer from this problem, and check it out. Send me an email. Let me know. Send it to a radio program at AOL.com, which is also a place to send questions, which will air during our weekly Q&A with Layla, wherein we answer listener questions. But we want to hear from you. Does it make a difference when you reduce your sodium intake? And not a bad idea anyway, if you're consuming excess sodium. Okay, so I'm reading Science Daily the other day. The date is March 28th, 2017. And here's an example of how, in the very self-same publication, you can have health stories with diametrically opposite conclusions. How confusing is that for consumers? One story says, does vitamin D decrease the risk of cancer? And in the study, they say, women who were given vitamin D3 and calcium supplements had 30% lower risk of cancer than women taking placebos. So you go, great, vitamin D does decrease the risk of cancer. In the self-same publication, Science Daily, same date, March 27, 2017, the stories are almost side by side. Headline, vitamin D calcium supplementation among older women does not significantly reduce the risk of cancer, the study finds. So what's the answer? Well, both stories are true. In this study, there was a 30% lower risk of cancer among women taking vitamin D and calcium, it did not reach statistical significance. In other words, when you do a study, you apply a mathematical formula to say, okay, yeah, there was a reduction, but, you know, maybe there weren't enough participants. They didn't do it for a long enough time. And so mathematically, they can't claim that it's statistically significant, or maybe the difference was too little. But 30%, that's a pretty good difference. The four-year study included 2,300 healthy postmenopausal women. And what they found is that women who were given vitamin D3 and calcium supplements had a 30% lower risk of cancer. But it did not quite reach statistical significance. So depending on, you know, you want to take a skeptical view of the study, vitamin D doesn't decrease the risk of cancer. You want to take a positive view of the study, vitamin D reduced the risk of cancer by 30%. I'll take that any day. Sounds pretty good. And the study was, you know, didn't look at a couple of dozen people. Pretty big study, 2,300 postmenopausal women. Biologically, it makes sense. Vitamin D has anti-inflammatory effects, immune supportive effects, and many other studies suggest that it has anti-cancer effects. So that's how these scientific controversies continue to rage, because, well, there is no such thing as settled science when it comes to nutrition. All right, 877-726-TALK is our number for questions on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the Intelligent Medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. You can call us 877-726-TALK, 877-726-2555, and you can connect with me directly, get into the doctor's office and pose a question. Now, there's another way you can get questions to us, and that is go to our website at drhoffman.com, and you'll be prompted, this little box on the right, you'll be prompted to record a question. When you record a question, we'll take that question, and you'll be able to pose it on the air, as Cynthia is about to. Let's hear from Cynthia.
I have a question about glutathione. I've heard that it's a really helpful supplement, but I'm not really sure what it's for. I've also heard that the form that we can get it in, pill form, isn't necessarily usable. And I'd love to hear what you have to say about glutathione. Is it a good supplement to take? What does it do? And what's the best way to get it? Thank you so much.
Okay, good question, Cynthia. And we just told a caller earlier who was suffering from being fluxed with Cipro, the aftermath of Cipro reaction, that taking glutathione might be helpful. And the reason being is that glutathione is a repair molecule. It's a very, very potent antioxidant that exists throughout the body and prevents free radical attack. Is responsible for staving off neurodegeneration, where, you know, this woman's nerves may be affected by the toxic effects of the medication. But glutathione is also effective, and it's been demonstrated in Parkinson's disease, and may be effective in multiple sclerosis when given intravenously. This is the work of Dr. David Perlmutter. He has, I remember, 20 years ago or so, when I first saw dramatic films of how patients with Parkinson's disease who barely were able to walk after a quick infusion of glutathione intravenously, their walking balance improved. They seemed almost normal. So it's a potent agent for the brain, for the blood vessels, for many inflammatory disorders. The problem with glutathione is you can give it intravenously, and therefore it will go directly into the bloodstream. It won't be broken down or digested. But when you take it by mouth, it is sometimes broken down into its constituent parts, and then it's absorbed, and then it has to be reconstituted in the cells as glutathione. So one theory is that, okay, you can give glutathione in a delivery system that's liposomes, these little tiny spherical capsules, but they're microscopic. You can barely see them with the naked eye, little tiny, tiny beadless nanospheres, which then are absorbed through the gastrointestinal tract, again, the bloodstream more readily than if you just give plain glutathione. But the trick is, you know, do these delivery systems work? And there are many competing delivery systems out there, and there's conflicting data as to whether the glutathione gets where it needs to go, which is in your cells. In my opinion, one of the best ways to get the body to generate glutathione is to give its precursor, which is N-acetylcysteine, or NAC, and then the body has the building blocks, which can then produce glutathione. Other building blocks for glutathione include glutamine, L-glutamine is also a building block, and glycine. Those three amino acids, glycine, glutamine, and cysteine, are the three amino acids that make up glutathione. And, you know, by feeding those, the body has a chance to make more glutathione. And it works. You know, we do see the results of that. One example of which is when patients have Tylenol toxicity, it can destroy your liver. You can actually end up with a liver transplant with as few as, I don't know, half a dozen or so Tylenols. People who attempt suicide can kill themselves with a couple dozen Tylenols because they go into liver failure. The antidote for that? N-acetylcysteine, which builds glutathione in the liver and staves off liver destruction. All right, I want to share this with you. If you suffer from chronic fatigue, well, I got some good news for you. I've been talking about this for a long time. The only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down, it's NT-Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT-Factor repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract, and clinical trials have actually demonstrated that NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and even reduces some symptoms of aging. NT-Factor is available in ProPax, which is a one-stop shop, complete vitamin and mineral formula with antioxidants, pre- and probiotics, and omega-3s. They're all combined to help you feel better. But a while ago, I suggested to Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to keep their favorite multi and fish oil and still harness the power of NT-Factor. So healthy aging was born. It's a product that's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with a unique energy support of pure NT-Factor and a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT-Factor for years myself. I don't go a day without it. The 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order ProPax or Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right, here's an innovation that, do we really need this? It's a new device that enables you to get sperm counts via your cell phone. No, it's not what you think. It's not, don't place a sample directly on the camera part of your cell phone. That's not how it works. There's actually an adapter. You put your cell phone in the adapter. There is a reader that you place a semen sample on. And the device literally costs less than $5. It attaches to your cell phone and provides a quick and easy semen analysis. They say that it's just as accurate as an elaborate computer-assisted semen analysis machine that's used for assessing fertility, costing thousands of dollars. And this is a new revolution in either contraception or fertility. Just a new... It's the killer app for your cell phone. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.